Hey there. You must be our new farmhand, right? Well, come on over here and introduce yourself. While I get a good look at the newest member of our team. Well, it's very nice to meet you, too. Such a polite kid. I'm sure we'll get along just fine. I'm the boss around here, so you can call me, well, boss. No, it's fine to be a little surprised. I figure you kind of expected to see a fair few monster girls around the place. What with Monster Ranch literally being the headline of the application. But I doubt you expected your new boss would be a 7-foot-something minotaur chick. Even if you are smack dab in the middle of non-human territory. Oh, anyway, let's get you on over to the house so we can get you situated. And sign off on all that legal mumbo-jumbo. I run a tight ship here, so I hope you're ready to be put to work as our new milker right away. I won't bother asking what made you decide to give up everything and move all the way in the middle of Monster Country. We've had people join here for all manner of reasons. Lots of people just want to gawk at the monster folk here. You know, looking for a little thrill. We weed them out easily enough. We're looking for workers, not slackers. Other people are trying to run and hide from something or another in their lives. Be it a breakup or trouble with the wrong people or some such. And then, of course, we get the people just wanting a fresh start somewhere. Full of new experiences that'll challenge them. Whatever the reason, I'm just happy to have you join our team. We've been looking for some fresh meat ever since our last farmhand got transferred to one of the other monster ranches just a couple weeks ago. The livestock have been lacking proper care ever since. So you'll have your work cut out for you in your first few weeks to make sure their needs are properly met. Looks like you've definitely filled out in all the right places, though, Cupcake. You don't mind if I call you Cupcake, do you? You just seem so sweet and look good enough to gobble up. Yep. With some solid training and loosening up, I think you'll be more than up to the hot and sweaty work we've got lined up for you. I'll give you the dime tour after the legalities are finalized and you've gone through orientation, but just let me point out some stuff for you as we walk. This property is pretty expansive, as you can see. Got our barns up yonder, those for the Holsteins and their bulls. Our cowgirl milk goes for a pretty penny, so you gotta make sure you're doing everything you can to put those heifers at ease and see to their needs so they keep on making the highest quality cream. Your main duties will be to feed, rub down, and milk the cowgirls every morning. We've got a pumping system, but you'll have to set up the suckers and keep an eye on them as they drain their tits. If one of the pumps isn't working, though, or if a girl's getting skittish, you have to drain their heavy milkers by hand. The bulls have their own maintenance schedule. You'll help take care of that, too, but what's most important is supervising them around the Holsteins so they don't start breeding outside their mating schedules. We want to make sure our bulls only plant their seed at good and proper when babies are needed. Otherwise, we'd be up to our eyeballs in babies. Trust me, these bulls can go for hours on end when they get frenzied, and they can fill up more than a few wombs in the process before calming down. Seriously, you wouldn't believe the amount of baby batter they can pump out per nut. But you'll find that out for yourself before too long anyways. Over beyond the barns are the fields. We rotate the cowgirls out with the sheep and goat girls in the unplanted fields. The sheep and goats produce their own milk that needs to be pumped out too, but only once a week. The sheep also need to be cleaned regularly, so their coats are nice and pretty when they're shorn in the summer. But keep an eye on the goats. They're horny little devils and troublemakers. We've got a pair of dog girls acting as sheepdogs to handle the herding for them for the most part, though. You'll just have to help out from time to time by bringing them food or taking care of some of the basic necessities for them. Hey, you listening down there, short stuff? Or have you been too busy sneaking glances at my chest? Oh, no worries, kid. We're pretty laid back on this ranch. And you'll be seeing plenty of skin around here from the girls anyway. No need to be shy. Get a good look. Here, I'll even undo a button or two for you. Like what you see, little man? They may not be quite as big as most of the cowgirls you'll be milking, but they sure as hell ain't small either. More than a handful for your tiny hands. Anyway, over there we've got the tilled fields, set for planting by our crew of workhorses. Literally. Oh, there's one of our Clydesdales now. Bliss! Hey, Bliss! It's the new farmhand. I'm just giving him a quick overview of the whole place before finishing up his contracts and starting orientation. Hey, I could use another pair of hands to get through the orientation quicker, though. You free? Sweet. Thanks, Bliss. You two can get better acquainted during orientation. Now, as I was saying, kid, workhorses like Bliss till and plow the fields so we can grow all kinds of crops. Some for use here as feed, others to be shipped out. Then we've got the bunkhouses over there, and the orchards way over yonder. Few things like the apiaries, water dams, and such. And here's the main house, where the staff come for meals and daily meetings. It's also got my bunk and my office, and where I do my best to run this place. So, sit yourself down, and here's the last of the paperwork you'll need to sign off on. Some insurance forms, health and safety, a declaration that you're sane and know what you're in for, yada, yada, yada. Once that's all signed, we're good to start your orientation and get you to work. Whoa! You're racing through those forms. Sure you don't want to take your time and read them carefully, kiddo? They never do. All right. Looks like these are all in order. So let me and Bliss here be the first to welcome you aboard. Now that that's out of the way, Bliss, put him to sleep, would ya? Stop struggling, kid. There's no way you're breaking out of a Clydesdale sleeper hold. So why bother fighting? That's it, little filly. Let it happen. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Keep it in your pants for a little longer, you damn horny mare. And tighten that strap, would ya? I don't want him wriggling around too much while I finish up. Oh, hey, cupcake. Don't worry if you feel a little woozy or sore. Blissa here always has a tight grip when she has to choke someone out. She was right quick about it. She'll probably come out of this with only a few bruises if you don't struggle up much more while we finish up here. Oh, we're still in the main house. Just a special room we like to use for orientation. Or disciplining when the occasion arrives. Aw, I know it's a bit uncomfortable being trussed up and bent backwards buck naked like this. But trust me, kid, you're tied up like this for your own good. You don't want to be kicking and struggling when we put you through orientation. Or when I lock your little prick away. I could end up pinching your bits and causing way more pain than necessary. Oh, it's nothing personal, kiddo. Just standard procedure for any human male we get working here. Says so right there in the contracts you just signed. Not my fault you didn't read them over properly, numbnuts. Even after I warned you, too. This is just the way it's gonna be, Tiny. You're gonna have your hands full massaging the fat, milk-heavy udders of a few dozen cowgirls, sheep girls, and goat girls. Not to mention rubbing them down, cleaning them, and helping ease their various stresses. We've learned from experience that human guys usually try to get their dicks wet in monster girl poon when they think no one's watching. We can't have your human genes mixing in with the livestock and messing up their delicate breeding cycles. Not that you'd even be able to properly fuck any of our girls with that baby dick of yours anyway. So I'm going to lock your junk into one of these little steel cock cages here. Don't worry. I measured up your ding-a-ling while you were snoozing. So I've got the perfect size for you. You can still pee no problem. And the openings are just big enough for you to clean yourself, but they're still small enough to stop you from touching your boyclet there to get off and wasting time when you could be working. Truth be told, it was a bit hard finding one in your size, though. Humans always act like tough guys, but you really don't have anything to back up those big egos, do you? But even for a human, comparing your dick to a monster girl's is like putting a baby carrot next to an ear of corn. Wait, what? You can't be serious. You really don't know? Well, here, Cupcake. Let me show you. See? Look at that slab of she-cock. Hold on. Let me shimmy up and hold it against yours. There. Look at that size difference. More than twice as long, twice as thick, and I'm not even hard yet, Cupcake. Holy shit, kid. You really didn't do any fucking research before applying here, did ya? Have you seen any male monsters walking around? Only a couple monster species have hetero male and female biology, dipshit. Ugh, most monster species are fuda. Means we've got all the bits, kiddo. Boy and girl. Here, look behind my balls. See? There's my pussy. Play your cards right, and I'll even let you get a taste of it later. I tell ya, there's nothing better after a long, hard day than cracking open a cold beer, putting on some TV, and sitting on the face of a hog-tied little bitch like you as they eat me out for hours, hours, until I either come or they pass out. It's actually a close race between that and violently rage-fucking a cock-hungry bottom bitch into the mattress until they can't tell up from down. That's all recreation, though, kid. Until you've earned the nice right to eating some monster poon, we'll be putting you and your holes here through all your paces. Which brings us to the start of your orientation. At this here ranch, we believe in free-range, organic agricultural practices. We don't use machines or masturbatory aids to relieve our livestock's sexual energies. That's where you come in, Cupcake. I told you your job was primarily going to be milking the livestock, didn't I? I'm sure you've seen enough by now to figure out there's actually more than one way you'll be milking our monster girls. Efficiency is key in this line of work, though. So, as a good cocksleeve, you'll be expected to use your hands and both your holes when milking the spunk from our lady's jizz-heavy balls. Don't worry, though. I'm not just going to throw you into the deep end. Your first few days here will be spent in the main house so me and the other working girls can properly break your throat and asshole in. I doubt you'll have to worry about having a gag reflex ever again. After a good couple days of rough throat fucking from some of the long, thick monster cocks. And your asshole will be able to take all the fat Clydesdale and bull dick at once after Bliss and her crew are done with you. Don't think of it as us just raping you and using you as a helpless cum dump. Think of it as learning some valuable new life skills with your new work buddies. Should only take a week of running spit roast train on you till you're ready to head out and start doing your duty as our new milker. But if I still don't think you're quite ready, we'll put things into overdrive and gangbang you nonstop for another day or two. Really put you through your paces and hammer home your place here. Fuck meat. Of course this is legal, Cupcake. You signed the forms yourself. And you're in monster territory. Thanks to the peace treaty we've got with your kind, human law doesn't apply here. Your ass is mine for the duration of your contract. Literally. Hey, no worries, kiddo. When your contract's up in 2 years, you can call it quits if you really want. You'll be totally free to leave with all your stuff and the complete balance of your pay, plus overtime. That is, unless you decide to voluntarily renew it for an indefinite period, like all of your predecessors seem to have done so far. Just beware. If you're thinking of trying to run, you're smack dab in the middle of monster country, bud. Nothing but us non-humans for more than 100 miles in every direction. And trust me, some of the other ranches and villages around these parts, they don't treat stray humans too nice. You'd be lucky just to be strapped down in the center of town and used as a communal fleshlight until you broke, if you were caught doing a runner from here. Best you can do is just accept what you're in for and try to make best of your time here, kiddo. You'll learn to love it, really. We've never had a disgruntled farmhand. They've all been too fuck-addled and cum-drunk to complain. Speaking of which, we'd better get started. Just a couple more things before we start stretching you out. Bliss, quit staring at the fresh meat and hold his jaw open for me while I strap the gag in. No offense, kid, but I'm not going to trust any cock buried down your throat until I'm sure you're broken in enough not to bite down. Hold him still now, Bliss. There we go. Spider gag's all strapped in and ready to go. Now just a few spritzes of some numbing spray for your throat. All right, Bliss. You can start getting to work on his mouth while I get his cage ready. Aw, your first time seeing some horse girl dick up and close and personal, huh? That's her sheath. See? When she's not in the mood, her junk retracts up there. But when she does get excited, let's just say there's a reason they call her Bliss. There we go. Here it comes sliding on out. Bliss must really like you, kid. She doesn't usually get excited this fast. Hey, Bliss, slide up real close and lay your meat across his face as you get hard. Let him get a good feel for just how deep a Clydesdale's dick will reach down that virgin gullet of his. Nah, he'll have to get used to the smell of hot, sweaty monster balls anyway. Better you smother him now with your sack and start getting him used to it. No worries, bitch boy. Pretty soon just a whiff of our sex will get you mouth-watering and your butt burning for some thick monster cock. Whew, you feel that, kiddo? Already at your chest and Bliss's dick is just still growing. How big are you again, Bliss? Jeez, that's just a few inches shy of 2 feet. You're a full handful longer than me, girl. You feel her pulsing as she gets harder? Her cock flesh must feel so hot against your skin as she gets harder and harder. Well, looks like she's at full mast. That thing might just reach your stomach if she gets rough and hilts herself balls deep in your throat, kid. Good luck, and try not to die. Better hop to it. And start stretching out his mouth and throat. The rest of the crew will be clocking off in just an hour or so. That's the spirit, kid. Struggle and cry. It's good to have a little fight in you before you get broken in. Means you'll fall in love with Monster Cock even harder when your mind finally breaks. Now, I can just slip this cage on and... Hey, don't get hard, kid. I still need to get this cage on before I start training your asshole. Feeling a little randy with a mouthful of horse dick in ya, huh? Looks like we might have just caught us a natural cock-hungry little slut, Bliss. Tell you what, kid. I'll jerk you off and give you a chance to come before Millie there does. But as soon as she creams in your mouth, this cage is going on one way or another. I've got a schedule to keep, and an ice pack right here that'll shrink your toothpick down quick smart. No matter how close you might be to finishing. Yeah, you like feeling that thick horse cock. What, it's like 4 times the size of yours. Pounding your throat like a good little whore. Oh, this tiny little prick. You think it has time to come before she does? Maybe we should just give it a little slap, huh? How does that feel? A little smack on your balls? There we go. Oh, you just throbbed with that, you little slut. You love having horse dick down your throat, don't you? Yeah, your little prick just gets all wet and hard thinking about it. Aw, but do you think that you're even gonna be able to come before that Clydesdale fills you full of her cream? Yeah. The look on your face as you swallow every inch of it. There's a reason we call her Bliss. Oh, yeah. Oh, halfway down your throat, and it looks like Millie's almost at our limit, kid. Are you close to fuck me? Do you think you can bust a nut before she unloads down your... Too late. Damn! Look at it. All that jizz, girl, don't drown him. I'm surprised you came that quickly, though. You must have been backed up something fierce. Better get used to the taste of it, cocksleeve. One of the perks of your job is you'll never, ever go hungry with all the monster cocks force-feeding you steaming hot baby batter morning, noon, and night. Maybe I'll get a cupcake for the cupcake on his birthday. How about that? Don't worry, though. I'll make sure me and all the gals glaze it real good for you before I fuck it down your throat. Anyway, sorry, kid, but you had your chance. Now, don't go screaming and squirming like that. It's not the end of the world, sissy bitch. It's just a bit of cold to shrink you down. I'm not going to freeze your bits off. There we go. All small again. Maybe even smaller than before. Well, just means the cage will go on that much easier. You'll feel a pinch as I tug your balls down. Just bear with it. I gotta get this locked on good. There. All locked up nice and tight. And I'll have the key right with me, here at all times. Hopefully I don't lose it like that time a few years ago. I think that guy's still locked up. Anyway, Bliss looks like she's good for another round. So she'll keep on breaking in your throat while I take a crack at your back door. Here. This cream should help your muscles relax. We'll reapply it every few hours to keep you good and stretchy. At least long enough to stop me and the girls from splitting you like a log during your first few days. I'll even lube myself up real nice for you. But you're still gonna feel a burning sensation as I breed your bitch hole the first few times. Just try to grin and bear it. Until I've hollowed out your asshole good and proper. Hope you're ready, kid. I've been real busy the past few days, so I'm probably more backed up than Bliss there. I'll try not to get too rough as I'm turning you out for the first time. Or the second. Or the third. Oh. Oh. Yes. This is what I needed. Oh, good little flashlight to use. I've been so pent up. Oh, minotaurs get so fucking rough. That's it. Yeah, take every inch of my cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, Bliss pounding your throat. You're a spit-roasted little slut, aren't you? Ah, oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, I haven't felt an ass this tight in years, Bliss. Oh, you're gonna have a go at him after I stretch him out some. Seeing as you're a good hand bigger than me. Oh, yes. Oh, listen to him moan around your cock. I think the bitch boy really likes it. Oh, this cute little prick is trying to get hard in that cage. He likes being used as a monster girl toy, don't you, little bitch? Oh, yes. Oh, that little prick isn't gonna get hard for months. You have to earn the right for us to unlock you. Yeah. Oh, God. Or just come rip out of that cage from us plowing your back door. It's gonna get nice and used and stretched out like a good little fleshlight. Oh, yes. Oh, cupcake fleshlight. I love the comparison. Sweet, full of cream. Good little stuffed cupcake, aren't you? Yeah, that's it. Yes, take it. Oh, slamming between them with you, Bliss, is just heaven. Yeah, that's it. Oh, try to scream around a cock as I fit mine completely inside you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm bottom down in you already. Oh, you're gonna be a good little slut for us, aren't you? Good little bottom bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's better you come and be used here. That tiny little prick wasn't gonna get you any love. Ah, oh, yes. Here? Here you'll be sought after for this tight ass. And filled up again and again by girl cock. Oh, yeah. Once we properly train your throat, you'll be able to swallow and suck at the same time, draining every cock on this ranch. Ah, yes. Good. Ah, that's it, cupcake. Oh, yeah, squeeze my cock with your ass. You're really loving this. I see your little prick just fucking dripping pre-cum on the floor. Oh, Bliss. Oh, reach down and pinch his nipples. Let's see if they're sensitive. Oh, yeah. Oh, that tightened up his ass right quick. Do it again. Pinch him and twist him a little this time. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that's good. Keep milking my monster cock like that, boy. Oh, yes. Oh, this is a good little cum dump. Oh, he's gonna be such a mess by the end of the 2 days. Am I right, Bliss? Oh, yes. Seeing her cock stretch out your throat like that? Oh, it's a turn on. But this ass is so fucking tight. Oh, you're a good little bottom bitch, aren't you? Oh, you're not gonna give us any trouble. Locked up and ready to be fucked. Oh, like a good little whore. And paid you will be for being a good little whore. Those hands are gonna yearn for monster cock. Oh, this ass is gonna ache for it. And you'll be hungry for cum every fucking hour of the day. Yes. Oh, take it, little bitch. Take it like a good fucking toy. Oh, God, he's too tight. Oh, I think I'm gonna have to fucking explode. Oh, yes. Oh, God. That's it. I'll milk my cock with your ass. Oh, come on, little slut. Oh, fucking make me come. Squeeze down with that ass. Yes. Oh, so hard. Oh, so tight. Yes. Yes. It's just pouring out of your bitch hole. Dripping onto the floor. Oh, yeah. You're gonna learn to take a lot more than that in your ass. How's it feel? The Clydesdale pound your throat for a second time. Any better? Like you can answer me. Oh, there you go. She's thrusting. Deeper. All the way down and there. Filled with horse cum once again. That'll do for round one, cum dump. But I ain't anywhere near finished with you yet. I've got less than an hour before the rest of the crew get off. And then those girls are gonna come in big dick swinging and get off with you again and again. So I better use this new fuckhole for as much as possible before I gotta share it. Welcome to the team, Cupcake.